Lessons from Proudhon are Pierre Joseph Proudhon readings. Quote, and this is continuing chapter 5. Hercules destroying the monsters and punishing brigands for the safety of Greece. Orpheus teaching the rough and wild Pelasgians, neither of them putting a price upon their services. There we see the noblest creatures of poetry, the loftiest expressions of justice and virtue. The joys of self-sacrifice are ineffable. And of course, the self he is talking about is a true self. You can't sacrifice a false self. And we are about regaining our true selves. And then we can really feel where Proudhon is coming from. Continuing, if I were to compare the human society to the old Greek tragedies, I should say that the phalanx of noble minds and lofty souls dances the strophe, and that's from the Greek word to turn. The opening of a Greek choral poem is called the strophe, and then to turn against the antistrophe, the section of the poem that follows. And he's saying that we, the common folk, are the, we turn against, we react to what the power guys do. Burdened with painful and disagreeable tasks, but rendered omnipotent by their number and the harmonic arrangement of their functions. The latter, we commoners, execute what the others plan. And my comment, we shall have to make excuses for your youth, Proudhon, as Kropotkin advises us to. Otherwise, your lofty soul would revolt at the notion that the words noble minds and lofty souls in any way apply to those who burden with painful and disagreeable tasks. They're much more numerous, brothers and sisters. Self-absorbed narcissist is the nicest appellation we could apply to them. Here's an example I just read, and don't interrupt, Proudhon, even if you mean the thinkers and not the ones who carry the whip. The philosophers and the statesmen who minister to such as this, quote, thanks to the talents of Sir Moses Montefiore's great-great-grandnephew, Simon de Bagge Montefiore, who is the author whose book's being reviewed, who wrote a book on the Romanovs, the last ruling dynasty of Russia. Romanov rule will hereafter appear still more improbable and haunted. I have seen the young prince walking, the author quotes, a French diplomat observing after yet another czar was killed in a palace coup. I have seen the young prince walking, preceded by the assassins of his ancestor, surrounded by those of his father, and by all appearances, followed by his own. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in. It's a bit random. That's from a review of a book, and the reviewer is Stephen Kotkin. This is from the Wall Street Journal of May 21, 2016. Continuing with Proudhon, I threw that in to suggest that not so lofty, not so noble are the power guys. Continuing with Proudhon, guided by them, we commoners, we owe them nothing. We honor them, however, not so much anymore, Pierre, and lavish upon them praise and enthusiasm. But, he says, equality delights his heart. Benevolence degenerates into tyranny, and admiration into servility. Friendship is the daughter of equality. Oh, my friends, may I live in your midst without emulation and EMF, and without glory. Let equality bring us together and fate assign us our places. And I had to comment, do you see the trust and security that being raised with the earth generates? Continuing, may I die without knowing to whom among you I owe the most esteem. Friendship is precious to the hearts of the children of men. And I comment, it is. And extending your logic further and factoring in Kropotkin, the fact of our natural tendency toward equality and mutual aid, I think it's fairer to say, in amending your point about the harmonic arrangement of the gifts we present, that it is the few, with minds ever on theft, who reply to us, the vast many, despite the appearance, who ever try to stopper up our brilliance. Generosity, says Proudhon, gratitude. Wait, I'm sorry, I rushed too much because I'm at 10, and I just want to finish. I want to feel like we're making a little bit of headway here with our Proudhon, who's so rich, and I must cop to not feeling very good about the fact that I'm taking too much time with my own thoughts when his have been neglected for a couple centuries and trashed for a good part of that time, and is long overdue for a good hearing from us. I'll just read a bit more, go over a couple minutes. I think it's fairer to say that it is the few, with minds ever on theft, who reply to us, the vast many reply, I'm referring to the antistrophe, that they are our antistrophe, we, the vast many, who ever try these power guys. That despite the appearance, it is they who respond, who reply to us, despite the appearance. And the tiny, tiny few ever try to stopper up our brilliance. Continuing with Proudhon, generosity, gratitude. And he says, I mean here only that gratitude which is born of admiration of a superior power. And I had to comment that I think I get his point, that he's speaking of my awe before a Goya. But still, so there's no confusion, I want to give you a bit more of Fromm, who we had earlier in the show, who concurs with you, Proudhon, by the way, on the centrality of brotherly love. To clarify that a condition, a sense of being powerful, and even what seems being powerful itself, is a shifting thing. And I was told that when I don't see that little yellow flashing light, which I no longer do, that we are not going out. Hold on, I just want to do a brief check. Well, I don't know. I'll have to inquire of the folks who are the tech-knowledgeable folks in the collective, because that the little yellow flashing light on the computer is the streaming computer is not flashing. So I'll have to double check what that means. And I'll just finish this thought, and we'll be definitely going out on my website at any rate. That being powerful is a shifting thing. Even what seems being powerful is a shifting thing, depending on many circumstances. Quote from Erich Fromm, the most fundamental kind of love, which underlies all types of love, is brotherly love. By this I mean the sense of responsibility, care, respect, knowledge of any other human being, the wish to further his life, Brotherly love is love between equals. But indeed, even as equals, we are not always equal. Inasmuch as we are human, we are all in need of help. Today I, tomorrow you. But this need of help doesn't mean that the one is helpless, the other powerful. Helplessness is a transitory condition. The ability to stand and walk on one's own feet is the permanent and common one. And that is from The Art of Loving, which that's Eric Fromm, which I quoted in Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves From Work. And we'll end on that note. And pick up Proudhon, hopefully with a bigger taste of his beautiful soul that we so depend on. Though he might deny it, one of the guiding lights we depend on. Well, he would not deny it. He could see that even in his own day. One of our guiding lights, and someone I have a lot of gratitude for, as I do for you. Thank you so much, and take good care of yourselves. Stay strong. Until next week, I love you. Peace.
Take a magic carpet ride.